With the beginning of the Neolithic period, some 6,000 years ago, a range of innovations of huge historical significance spread throughout what is now the region of Alava. Production activities, such as animal farming and agriculture, as well as new technical processes, such as stone polishing and the manufacture of ceramic containers. These new ways of living, alongside a climate very similar to that of today, encouraged human groups to adopt more permanent settlements, giving rise to the appearance of common burial sites, both inside caves and shelters and within constructions built for this specific purpose, such as dolmens and burial mounds. These constructions, erected with large blocks of stone, megaliths, represent the first architectural evidence of our forebears. This change, which introduced funeral rites which would endure throughout the Chalcolithic period and Bronze Age until around 1000 years BC, offers archaeologists the chance to examine not only the actual remains of the people and objects buried, but also certain aspects of the beliefs, customs, and social structures of these communities. Inevitably, the study of these archaeological sites has also uncovered another constant of human behaviour: violence towards others of our kind. A key example of this is the common burial site of San Juan ante Portam Latinam in La Guardia, where arrowheads lodged in bones as well as fractures and other severe injuries are testimony to the fact that at that time death could also be violent. The site has the dubious honour of being one of the oldest and most interesting cases of such deaths documented in the Iberian Peninsula. It is a collective burial site with more than 330 individuals of both sexes and all ages interred within a small rocky shelter. The corpses were deposited one on top of the other, with the limbs bent to make the most of the minimal space available. Most of the earliest burials are those in which clear evidence of violent death has been found. One of the most spectacular examples found is that of a young adult man with a wound caused by a flint arrowhead, which entered his body through the nape of the neck, lodging in muscle mass. Bone tissue growth then caused it to attach itself to the squama occipitalis. Anomalous bone growth of this kind is a clear sign that despite the dramatic nature of the injury, the man survived the wound, and the foreign object remained in his body until he died.